Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thing about politics, and I'm fascinated by it, and the latest wave of, man, I don't know, this is why I need some opinions here, this Go Brandon thing. Let's go Brandon, go Brandon, go, whatever you want. It has taken on a life of its own. Seriously. Politicians, athletes, a pilot for Southwest said it over the intercom as a plane was taking off. Let's go, Brandon. The inference, the reference is you're giving the middle finger, in essence, to Joe Biden. And it emanates from an incident at a NASCAR race. NBC reporter was interviewing one of the drivers, and there's massive a cheering in the background. Massive, massive. In the background. Okay? And no one knows whether the reporter made this up or it's what she really heard. No one knows. Whether it's the mainstream media, no one knows. But what they heard was, F Joe Biden, really loud, really loud. And the reporter said, what she heard was, oh, listen, the crowd saying, let's go, Brandon. There you go. Jesus. From there, it has become a phenomenon. It is insane. It has taking on a whole new life. And I can't tell whether it's destructive. I can't tell whether it's funny. It's become a cottage industry. There are mugs, jackets, T-shirts, everyone's selling the T-shirts. And by the way, this isn't new or news. When Trump was president, he got hammered. Hammered. Remember De Niro? F. Trump live at the Tony Awards. And that's just one of a million examples. I'm curious, from a pastor, I'm serious about this, a guy I rely on for insight. But go, Brandon, go. Is it funny, destructive, hate speak? What are we teaching our kids? Because now the kids are doing it. And every single post I make on the website, I'll give you an example. this furniture for families event, okay? Which I love. This is an event that we do with the fantastic folks at Levin Furniture. And the folks at the YMCA, Boys and Girls Club, I apologize, they pick three families and they give them $5,000 worth of furniture. Levin does. I post that. It's right at the top of my Facebook page. We're teaming up with Levin Furniture for the second year in a row to give you three families $5,000 worth of free furniture. The very first post, go Brandon, go. Now, is that a dig on me? Is it a joke? Is it healthy? Is it productive? Is it Christian? Pastor James Hogan, good morning.
Good morning, my brother. Hey, how's Patrick doing?
He's struggling, man. He's going to be okay, but man, he's vaccinated, for folks who know this. He's my man. Pretty much runs Get Marty. And he's vaccinated, but he has had pretty nasty symptoms from COVID. He has COVID. Flu, coughing, you name it. For about a week now. But, you know, look, my man, if he wasn't vaccinated, it would be a lot worse. That's what the doctors say.
Yeah, let me know if there's anything that he needs. I'll get it to him.
All right, my man, so you're a pastor. You're a man of God. You're the guy I go to for advice in this sort of thing. This go, Brandon, go thing. Hate speak or a little joke about the president?
You know, when it first happened, I didn't know what it was. Like, I saw people putting it around, and I looked into it. And I guess the first episode where the sportscaster, sideline reporter, or whatever the guy was, mistook what the crowd at the football game was yelling, that was kind of funny, that he thought they were cheering for a particular player on the field named Brandon. But I think all of our discourse, and probably mostly because of social media, is horrible these days. Everything from okay boomer to calling people Karen to this stuff. We're mostly dealing with anonymous people that we might know what they do because we've looked at their page or you know what their nickname is because that's what their title is on Facebook or Twitter or whatever. But we don't have a relationship with them. We don't talk to people that way. You know, people in a room with President Biden, the vast majority of them wouldn't say that. Same thing with Donald Trump. Some would. I mean, I think Bobby De Niro would have said his thing to Trump's face because, you know, the guy has no class. But I think most of us, in our personal interactions, we don't act this way. It comes mostly from the social media atmosphere.
Hey, man, and this might sound trite, but everybody thinks this is funny now. They got kids wearing these T-shirts, hats, to work. Senators and congressmen have said it on the floor in Washington, D.C. I can't imagine, and I got to ask you, as a man of God, is this Christian? Is this helpful, sir? Is this godlike? What would Jesus do?
Yeah, I don't think it's healthy at all, and I don't think it's ever Christian. Even if you disagree with Donald Trump, or you disagree with Joe Biden, or Nancy Pelosi, whatever, Jesus's exact words were love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you. And so if your behavior is, I don't like this person, I consider them my enemy, and therefore I'm going to do anything but love them, you're not doing what Jesus would do, because that's what Jesus commanded.
Hey, you read the Bible, you're in the community all day long, you're around a significant number of people. Is hate at an all-time level, sir? Hate.
Yeah, sadly, you know, in extremely broken communities, it's not just hate. There is a lack of understanding of the roles. I was pulling up to the church a couple weeks ago, and there was a young mother walking her 3-year-old to the daycare down on Broadway, who was getting out of the car at the same time that I was getting out of the van. And her kid went the wrong direction, 3 years old, and she started F-bombing the kid.
Oh.
And then when the kid was walking the right direction and wanted to hold her hand, she said, "I don't hold bad people's hands." And so we're in a broken place as a society. If we don't intentionally reach for nobility, there's no recovering. The spiral is just, we've become what we've eaten for 30 years. We loved reality TV and Jerry Springer and all this garbage. And now this garbage is us.
Man, we abused Ronald Reagan. You might not want to know this, but intense coverage that he was losing his mind, that his wife Nancy was running the country and she was using astrology. Remember that? Please. Nixon, don't even start. The abuse he took. Jimmy Carter, oh my gosh. Shameful. But it went to a new level with Clinton. Man, 3.5 years of it. Hate, angst, anxiety, putrid, unbelievable hatred. Trump, yes. F Trump signs, F Trump chants, especially the celebrities and rock stars. Very public. Robert De Niro stands out. And it all leads to Let's Go Brandon. And I don't know, man. It makes people laugh. It's better than saying F Joe Biden. But is it destructive? Or is it humorous? 866-301-1020. Dan, go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, man.
Hey, Marty, I mean, you're not going to like what I'm going to tell you, but I forgive me, but I blame a lot of this on the media. The media gives Biden a pass. I mean, they pick Trump apart for everything he did and everything he said. Biden, he trips, he stumbles, he comes out of there like a damn billy goat trotting out of the mountains, and nobody says nothing. They ignore what everybody else sees.
What? What do you want us to say?
Call him out like y'all call Trump out.
What? What do you mean, call him out?
Do you really think Joe is elevator is all the way to the top floor right now?
I don't even know what you're talking about. So you're cool with Let's Go Brandon?
No, I'm not cool with it. But I'm saying it started with the media attacking Trump for everything he did, whether it was right or wrong. Granted, Trump spoke like he had two heads sometimes, but he did a lot of good. But he did a lot of bad.
But hold on. Just so we're clear. Just so we're clear. You wouldn't wear a Let's Go Brandon shirt, and you wouldn't have your kids wear them.
No. All right. That's disrespectful to the President of the United States.
There you go. Good stuff. I don't want to cut you off, buddy. I'm running out of time. It's a great call. Pastor, is enough enough?
Sir.
Wouldn't we be better off going to church? Because we quit going to church.
Yeah, let's fix that.
Right?
I think as a nation, we have to ask ourselves who we want to be. I mean, if you look back at the founders for all their faults, most of those guys were in their 20s and some in their 30s. I think Ben Franklin was the oldest of all of them at the time, but they were trying to figure out something noble, and the words they wrote were incredible. And, you know, people point to the fact that because of the South, you know, needing to get the South on, they allowed slavery. But even in that, the way that they structured it was so that it would kind of force that to go away. They were shooting for something high. What are we shooting for? You know, as a culture, what are we shooting for? We should be in church. We should be pushing real hard for our young people to understand that if you get married before you have kids and you work, you won't be in poverty. And we should be teaching the nobility. I used to love Bruce Springsteen's music back in the day because it spoke of the nobility of working, of getting out there and providing for your family and taking care of business.
So instead, now we've decided that let's get even for Trump. So let's go after Biden. That guy's suggesting the president's mentally ill and wonders why I don't discuss that every day.
Yeah. Like you said, with Clinton, it went nuts and then it got worse.
Yep.
Every successive presidency up till Trump, it got worse. I'm not sure that it's gotten worse with Joe Biden, but that's kind of remains to be seen. I think there are some very legitimate criticisms of some of the things that are going on.
Sure.
But criticism of somebody's policy is different than hating them. And that's where we've lost our way, that people hated Clinton and then the folks hated Bush and then the folks hated Obama.
Right.
It's like this shouldn't be dragging you into the pit.
Yeah.
You should be able to stay above that. Judge these things on their merit and don't become a hater, because hate destroys us. When we hate, we're burning from within. And do you think it affects Joe Biden or Donald Trump at all if you in Pittsburgh in your bedroom hate his guts?
I gotta go.
Of course it does.
Thanks,
all
my
right,
man.
Have a great day.
Great stuff.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!